If people aren't familiar with your work, give us a quick snapshot as to who the author Rachel is and what your amazing books are all about.
Oh, well, I've written like 26 books now. So there's like 9 about Nanny Piggins, who's a flying pig who escaped from the circus. And then the ones I'm really famous for are Friday Barnes, girl detective, who's like, it's a bit like if Sherlock Holmes was an 11-year-old girl. And then I've written The Pesky Kids, and they're actually set in the Southern Highlands. And so there's things like The Potato from Robertson features heavily there. And then most recently, I've got a podcast called Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt, and that's been made into 2 books, which are like collections of short stories, and they're called Shockingly Good Stories and Astonishingly Good Stories.
Oh, incredible. Have you had this passion for writing and being creative ever since you can remember?
Yeah, I've always loved stories and telling stories and listening to stories. So yeah, basically, since I was a kid, I mean, I loved it in all forms, like TV and theatre, but I just sort of, and also books. Like when I was a kid, I grew up in the suburbs of Sydney where there wasn't much to do. And like really the only thing to do was to just hop on your bike and go down to the library and borrow books. And that's what I do every week. And I just read and read and read as much as I could. So I've always loved it, yeah.
I know how much I loved reading, especially during school. So how great is Book Week? We just had that last week, and it's such a special week throughout our schools, isn't it? It's really important to shine a light on reading.
I know. And actually Book Week, it spreads through all of August and September because people celebrate it all around the country. Like you sort of think of it as a local thing at your school, but everyone in Australia is celebrating. So it's funny from my point of view, all my friends who are authors and illustrators, this is the time of year where we're like migratory birds. We like migrate all around the country, visiting kids and talking to kids all around for weeks. So yeah, it's a really exciting time where we're out there just trying to get kids excited about stories and books and all the potential that they hold.
And you're actually coming into town right here in Nowra today. What have you got planned for the kids? What will you be doing?
Well, I let them choose because it's weird. When you go to schools, every single group is always different. And sometimes you go somewhere and they'll be big fans of one thing, or maybe they're having their book parade that day and you never know what they want. So I let them choose. I've written 26 books and I have a vote and they can choose between the 4 different series I wrote. And so we have an election and we have a lot of fun and I talk about, you know, you got to make an informed decision. It's practicing for democracy and everything like that. And we have fun with it. So whatever they choose, and then I'll explain to them how that book came to be, and then I'll read to them from the book so they can get an idea of the process that created that book.
That's incredible. It sounds like I kind of want to just go back to the school for the day just so I can take part in this. And your work, it's so incredible. And do you have a website? Where can people go to find out more about who you are, Rachel, and get your books?
Well, they can, if they want to find out more about me, I've got a website. It's very easy, raspratt.com. But they follow me on Instagram or Facebook, again, at raspratt.com. So it's all the information in those places. So yeah, and I've got so many books and I'm posting every day. And if you go to Instagram and Facebook, you'll be able to see all the things I'm doing for Book Week. And I'll be posting, if you're at one of the schools I'm visiting the next 2 days, or you can look, and I'll be posting photos from all the schools and stuff. So you can follow what I'm doing.
Incredible. And do you have either a piece of advice or wisdom or just anyone who wants to get into this creative space that is writing?
Well, I just have lots of confidence. Like people always say they show their work to someone else and they feel that they need to find a criticism in it. It's like, I know when I first wrote my first book that was published, I wrote 2 books that were bad that never got published. But then when I wrote Nanny Piggins, it was like there was like magic in it.
Yeah.
And I knew it was good. And sometimes you go to people and they say, they dent your confidence. So I just say, be confident. And my top tip for writing is, when you write something, read it aloud and you will hear the words aloud and you'll pick things about it. It's like, oh, and also if you write for kids, read it aloud to a kid, because let me tell you, kids soon let you know.
They're the most honest of reviewers.
Oh gosh, I could rent my younger daughter out. She is brutally honest.
Well, everyone, make sure you jump online and support Barrel author Rachel. She does some incredible work and we appreciate you coming into town and, you know, getting up and talking to our kids. It's really incredible. And I also thank you for your time this morning. Everyone, make sure you jump online and grab one of Rachel's books. They are incredible. And thanks again, Rachel.
Thank you so much, Abby. Look, it's my pleasure. I just love telling stories, whether it's to you or the kids in the school. So it's all fun for me.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.